Hi, I'm Caitlin, and I'll be Ian's waitress at the Cabell Country Kitchen. Located right in downtown Harpers Ferry, we here at the KKK know Ian's got a hankering for some good old Afghani Appalachian cooking. Old-fashioned favorites like sausage biscuits and berg, black-eyed baklava, chicken tikka griddle cakes, and of course, pigs in a biryani. You'll enjoy the food and atmosphere at the Cabell Country Kitchen. There's always something afoot with Muhammad and the boys. Come on in and talk crop forecasts, denounce our great capital's devil nation, whittle on the front porch, or just relax with a game of Flight Simulator on the store computer. And don't forget to end each meal with Uncle Bo Bar's Secret Spice Rub. Cabell Country Kitchen, the only place in town, heck, the whole world, for Afghani Appalachian cooking. If yins need anything at all, you just holler for old Kate down here at the Cabell Country Kitchen. See y'all soon!
Yeah. I mean, if people wanted to have an allergy to a nut, you'd pick a cashew nut, right?
You know, why?
That would be
you
the
like
logical
cashews.
Choice.
Cashews,
wait,
are
why
too
would
good.
Cashews
suck.
Are too
good.
They're the most boring nut in the world.
Oh, my God.
I mean, anytime that you buy mixed nuts, they're like 80% cashews because they're the trash nut.
Cashews are what make those mixed nuts so expensive.
I heard Where Brazil are nuts are really bad for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Cashews. There's no country called cashew that I know of.
There probably is.
They're from...
There is a country called Brazil.
Yeah, Brazil nuts.
Charlie's
out. Walnuts. Brazil. And pecans is... That's where, like a... That's a tropical... Southerners say toilet.
Most men, the freest and simplest hairdos are the loveliest of all. If you can wear your hair free of pins and other accessories, you are lucky, and your hair will thrive on its freedom.
Is there a difference actually between fur and hair?
Well, it's stuff that's on dogs.
Unfortunately today, many girls and women allow fashion to govern their lives to the point where they are conscious of every move they make. You see such women every day moving, even walking carefully so as not to disturb their hair.
Where'd you go for your summer vacation, Larry? Or did you go on a summer vacation?
Oh, I actually brought a slide. We just went to the beach. There you can see it's me and my wife. And it's just, you know, it's Bethany
That's your
Beach.
Wife?
But
what, nice. Who or how?
That's your wife?
Yeah.
Is she, well, she's on the other side.
You don't recognize it because she's slightly pregnant in this picture.
Yeah,
she's
wearing a funny. She was very flattering.
Thing. Yeah, it's good. And then there's the kids. It's Alex, Andrew.
How old are they? They
look Amy, good. Arnold.
How old are they?
And, well, they're all different ages. That's Beth. That's Betsy. That's Billy.
Who's this little one in armor over here?
That's Bobby. That's Chandra. That's Carl. That's Carrie. That's Cal. That's Donnie.
How do you keep track of so many?
How do you find time to do anything else?
That's Desdemona. That's an odd name. We just picked that. There's Emily. Edward. LF. Again, another. Sometimes you just want to
look like you.
Frank. Yeah, look a little fancy. Franny. Francesca's the blonde.
That one, that first blonde or the second one over?
The second one is golden, actually. Which is golden.
She looks a little like you, but the others
are just... She looks like George. She and George are actually twins. And then that's Gary.
Okay.
And then that's Harry, who looks a lot like Gary.
That's 22.
And Henrietta, and there's Hilda.
Who's that on the towel?
You know, I don't recognize that.
Okay, go ahead.
That may not be our head.
What's he doing? I can't quite make out what he's doing.
Well, that's Manny.
They avoid wind and weather. They are afraid to go swimming or to engage in activities that would endanger their elaborate hairdos. They don't mind being restricted or even uncomfortable because they are tuned to an idea of perfection for which they're willing to sacrifice naturalness and comfort. Don't misunderstand me. I am no enemy of fashion. I scarcely could be, having spent all my working life in one field of fashion, hairstyling. What I am against is the attitude of enslavement that makes women lose sight of human values in pursuing this mental image I have spoken of.
Daddy, tell me a story.
What story would you like to hear?
Goldilocks.
Goldilocks, all right. Once upon a time, there was a little girl with beautiful blonde hair. And everybody knew it. Everybody could see it because the girl refused to wear a burka when she went for a walk in the woods. The little tramp wouldn't even wear a scarf. So, one day, three Russian soldiers dressed up like bears caught her and raped her and chopped her into little pieces. And this is exactly what she deserved, even though the bears were infidels. Would you like to hear another story?
Yes, the story of Anna Karenina.
Anna Karenina, yes. Well, once upon a time, there was a beautiful Russian princess who refused to wear a burqa and also cheated on her husband. So the bears came and threw her under a train, and this is exactly what she deserved.
Daddy, tell me the story of Madame Bovary.
Well, this is something like the story of Anna Karenina, except this time there was a beautiful French woman who refused to wear a burqa and cheated on her husband. The French trains were on strike, so Madame Bovary had to poison herself. Technically speaking, she ought to have been stoned to death, but the French are infidels.
Daddy, what about that man named Michelangelo?
Ah, yes, the life of Michelangelo. Michelangelo was a famous Italian painter who painted men not wearing burkas or anything else. Worse yet, he made a painting of Allah himself. He made Allah look sort of like Osama bin Laden if Osama had been working out a lot. Anyway, when people found out, they threw Michelangelo under a train and chopped him into little pieces and then poisoned him. Of course, the Italians drink wine, so they will all go to hell no matter what. You're getting sleepy yet?
Just one more, Daddy.
Well, okay. What about the life of Marilyn Monroe?
Okay.
Once upon a time, there was a beautiful American woman who showed herself naked to strangers for money, of course, while not wearing a burqa. I don't think I have to tell you how this turned out. Sweet dreams.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night.